This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. I'm grateful to my guest Peter Mitten for keeping alive many great but forgotten songs from Tin Pan Alley and early movie musicals. He's a pianist who recently started singing, which means his listeners now get to hear the great lyrics to these old songs. He often performs at classy piano bars. He returns to Bemelman's Bar at the Carlyle Hotel in New York at the end of the month. Mitten's new CD is a tribute to the women of Tin Pan Alley. We invited him for a return visit to perform in our studio. Let's start with a song by composer Dana Suess, whose best-known songs are You Ought to Be in Pictures and The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. Mitten knew Suess and now owns and plays her piano. This song, Moon About Town, was written for Ziegfeld Follies of 1934. The lyric is by Yip Harburg.
Manhattan is really as grand as it's painted. So tell me, you moon in the clouds, how does a stranger in town get acquainted among all these nonchalant crowds? You know each corner and a hideaway. You know your way about. I guess I'll just throw my pride away and ask you to take me out. Moon, what's your program, you moon about town? Moon, be my escort and to show me around. Where does one go, moon? What does one do when one's alone, moon? I'm asking you. Moon, in this city of millions of lights, is there someone else wasting your nights? Tell her about me. Don't turn me down. Moon, introduce us, you moon about town. Wasting your nights. Tell her about me. Don't turn me down. Moon, introduce us, you moon about town.
Moon About Town, performed for us by Peter Mitten. On your new CD, Yours for a Song, you revive a song by a composer named Bernice Petcare.
Yes.
A composer I've never heard of, although one of her songs is very well known, and I never knew it was written by a woman, or that it was written by her in particular. And that song is Close Your Eyes.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to do a lesser-known song of hers, which is just the opposite of Close Your Eyes. Close Your Eyes is like a dreamy ballad.
Oh, yes.
And the song I'm going to ask you to do, which is also on your new CD, is a very up-tempo novelty tune. Tell us about the song before you play it and how you discovered it.
Well, I collect 78s, and I found a record of Johnny Green and his dance orchestra, which recorded for Brunswick Records in Columbia in the mid-30s. And Johnny made a record of this song, and I looked at the title, and I looked at the composer, and I thought, gee, that's strange. Bernice Pitcairn, who had written such kind of melancholy songs like this one, you know, Close Your Eyes. And another one she wrote was Lullaby of the Leaves, which goes... And so Mile a Minute is quite the opposite in feeling. And I might add that Bernice Pitcairn is one of the lady songwriters that also wrote her own lyrics at times. Close Your Eyes is her lyric, and A Lullaby of the Leaves is Joe Young, but A Mile a Minute is all hers, and it was copyrighted in 1934. Here it is. Kiss will do when you feel you're forlorn. I need love to make me happy today. Steamboat, blow your whistle. Locomotive, toot your horn. Traffic cop, keep people out of my way. A mile a minute, a block a second. I'll beat all records, it's true. 'Cause I'll be traveling a mile a minute to you. A mile a minute, my heart is pounding, my knees are shivering too. 'Cause I'll be traveling a mile a minute to you. I'll take a boat, a train, a bus, an aeroplane to your door. And if that plane is slow, I'll dig a tunnel and come right up through your parlor floor. A mile a minute, a block a second, soon you'll be saying I flew right in your arms. A mile a minute to you.
That's Peter Minton performing A Mile a Minute, which he also does on his new CD, which is a tribute to the women of Tin Pan Alley. He'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Joining us at the piano is Peter Minton, who's been described as an archaeologist of great songs. Peter, you play a lot of, you've played your share of swank hotels, and you play 6 months a year at the Hotel Carlyle in New York, at Bellman's Bar there. And I'm wondering if the people in the real swank hotels are any more attentive than people in cheaper clubs and bars.
I have to be very diplomatic, Terry, in answering that question, but every single night is different, and every hour is different in the evening. It's funny, some nights I might come in to start working at 9:30, and there will be maybe four couples, and they're sitting there just waiting for me, and they love every single thing I do, and they applaud, and they ask for the right requests, you know. And then an hour later, for example, a reception might have ended at the Whitney Museum, which is a couple of blocks downtown, and they all come in, and they all want to smoke and drink and raise hell. And so, well, my idea is I want everyone to feel comfortable and have a good time, so I'm not about to stand up and tell them to be quiet.
One of the controversies in restaurants now is whether or not patrons should be using cell phones while they're sitting alone and eating. It annoys a lot of people.
Well, that is a very annoying thing, cell phones. In fact, as I was describing, coming to work early sometimes, there'll be very few people, and I'm playing a nice soft ballad, let's say, like, close your eyes, rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. And then you hear, breep, 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 and somebody who's got a cell phone. And for some reason, I don't know why this is, why don't they answer them? If it were you, and of course with you that would never happen, or with me, you'd answer it so it wouldn't ring anymore.
I think people can't find it because they've got it in a briefcase or in a purse and they can't get it out. But anyways, you have a song, you have a song, don't you, to answer the people who are on cell phones and whose cell phone beeps interrupt your ballads.
I've been trying to think of something to do when these cell phones go off from time to time because I think it's tacky. And so I thought I'd be subtle, and at first I was doing this song. Remember this? All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one left but, no one else but you. Then the second line is, all alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. That was too subtle. No one seemed to care. And so I asked my friends, I said, I asked Bruce Goldstein, of course, can you write me a parody of something? I need a telephone song. I want something that's humiliating and charming at the same time.
Did you find something humiliating and charming?
I think I did. It's one of the newest songs I know. It's from 1947. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
In fact, it's really a very lovely piece. If you just listen to the musical part of this, it could have been a wonderful ballad, but it turns into something quite different. I said that I'd wait for you forever. Darling, I meant every word I said. The thought of not waiting forever never entered my head. I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. Maybe you don't love me anymore. How long must I wait for you to keep our date? Could it be, sweetheart, that you are sore? I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. You told me you'd call me back that day. I'm wasting my youth in a telephone booth. How could you treat your only love this way? I was young and healthy when you left me. Has your love grown cold? You're acting strange. Could it be your fickle, or didn't you have the nickel? If you'd had written, I'd have sent the change. I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years. Could it be that you found someone new? I'll wait for your phone call for 18 more. But after that, we are through.
And so when you play that at a place where cell phones have interrupted your performance, do people get it? People turn their cell phone off afterwards?
Not at all.
No. It's a good song anyways.
In fact, the one time my timing was perfect when I got somebody and I sang that song. They came over to me while I was singing it and asked me to play Moon River. And I said, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm singing a song right now.
Maybe they thought it was the equivalent of call waiting.
Oh, another time, someone brought the cell phone and put it on the piano and said, this is my wife's favorite song. And it was not what I was, something like, they can't take that away from me. I was playing, and he said, this is my wife's favorite song. Can we call her and you can sing it to her? So I put the cell phone on the piano. I couldn't believe it.
That's something else I'm sure you run into when you're playing at hotel bars is cigarette smoke. People still allowed to smoke in the bars that you play?
Yeah, it's not like California.
They can't in California, but they can in New York?
That's right. Oh, cigars, cigarettes, yeah.
You know, there used to be a lot of great cigarette songs, and I know that you know many of them. Do you do them in your performances?
Oh, I love to do that because the funny thing is, songs about smoking became very unfashionable. And one tends to forget that there was a naive period in this century when songs about cigarettes were considered very kind of romantic and sexy, because if you were having a cigarette, it meant that you were, you know, prolonging your evening, and that you just didn't want to leave. You wanted to have another cigarette. And in fact, that's one of the songs I do is called "Let's Have Another Cigarette." But there are quite a few.
Play us a few lines of some of the cigarette songs.
Well, it appears in a lot of songs in fragments, but for example, in "Sophisticated Lady," I see you now, smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, nonchalant. And then this song, a cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, as we enjoy a nicorette, I mean cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette, while a cigarette was burning, my heart was burning too. A smoke ring for your finger, I fashioned in the blue. Don't get me started.
Very nice. That's Peter Minton at the piano. And Peter Minton has a new CD called Yours for a Song. And that CD features songs by women Tin Pan Alley composers. Peter Minton also plays about 6 months a year at Bemelman's Bar, which is in the Carlyle Hotel in Manhattan. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Joining us at the piano is Peter Minton. His new CD is a tribute to the women of Tin Pan Alley. Peter, the last time you were here, which was about 3 years ago, you had just started to sing more in your performances because you were mostly playing piano. So have you been singing more and more? This new CD is the first CD that you sing on. So what's it been like to sing more, and how's that been going for you?
Oh, well, my friends couldn't believe it. No, really, because all my life I refused to sing.
Uh-huh.
I never sang. I mean, I was in the boys' glee for a while, but until I could become the pianist for boys' glee, then I didn't have to sing anymore. I mean, I didn't want to sing. And then later in life, I started thinking, well, gee, I'm going to New York now to start playing at the Carlyle, and I've got to do something different because it's getting kind of boring playing music, and people don't know what it is much of the time, but if you sing it, then they know what it is.
Well, I'm glad you're singing because you know so many obscure songs that nobody else knows, and you get the full song that way.
Well, you know who's encouraging to me, who's not here to take the thanks, is people like Louis Armstrong, Johnny Mercer, Hoagy Carmichael, Fred Astaire, people who a lot of folks don't look at as singers, but they sang, you know, because I'm not a trained singer and I'm just trying to get across a lyric, and it's great being my own accompanist too.
Well, I think you've probably find a lot of your songs from old movies and sheet music. One of the songs that you do, I consider it to just be a found song, and it's not a song that you'd hear on the radio. It's a song called GE is Everywhere. Peter, what is this? Is this an early commercial?
Yes. In collecting records, my friends found this 10-inch 78, which was pressed by RCA Victor in 1934, and all it says is the Matrix number and Jack Whiting's name, who was a Broadway star and a film star, singing GE is Everywhere.
Yeah, we have to hear it.
Okay.
What inspired you to actually learn the song?
Oh, do I have to answer that?
Yes.
I learned this song because I wanted something to play that was completely stupid when when the crowds at the bar are so noisy that they can't hear me anyway. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. GE is yours to use and share. Paris or Berlin, North Pole or Equator, all is chilly in your refrigerator with General Electric light. Your room is sunny at night, and on your radio, 10 or 3 tubes with GE tubes, you'll get everywhere. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. GE is yours to use and share. Paris or Berlin, North Pole or Equator, all is chilly in your refrigerator with General Electric light. Your room is sunny at night. For everything you do, cooking, roasting, baking, toasting, GE works for you.
Did you ever have anybody from GE in an audience when you performed that who could tell you something about the song?
No, I haven't. And people have seldom mentioned that they even heard the song. It's for those noisy nights.
I think they still use "For Everything You Do" as in some of their ads, yeah. I may be wrong, but I think they do. I'm going to ask you, Peter, to choose a song to close with that you particularly love, and that you particularly love now, something that you're really enamored with now.
Oh, thank you. Well, there's a song with the music by Sam Coslow that was published in England only, and I believe it's from 1934 or 5, and it's a lovely ballad. You know, one of the things I thought I would never do is like ballads.
Why?
Well, most people like ballads, but I always thought they were boring and depressing and too torchy and blue. But now I have such a good time learning them and singing them, and this is one. And it's called "Some Other Time." And if you know Sam Coslow, he wrote for a lot of films, including he wrote the song "Black Moonlight" from Too Much Harmony, in which you hear the same rhymes, neglected and rejected. And he also wrote "My Old Flame" and "Cocktails for Two" and tremendous Hollywood songs. You seem to think it clever keeping me out in the cold. You're saying goodbye forever before you do. I'm warning you, some other time you'll remember our nights of romance. Some other time you'll be begging me for just one more chance. Wait till you're neglected, rejected by those you are keen on. Oh, how you will run to the one who you feel will be there to lean on. Some other moon may be shining on some other night. Some other June soon you'll be singing our song of delight. And when at last you return, sadder but wiser you'll learn. Some other time, maybe too late, sweetheart. Maybe too late, sweetheart.
Peter Minton, what a pleasure to have you back on Fresh Air. Thank you so much for being with us and for performing for us.
Thank you for asking.
Peter Minton's new CD is a tribute to the women of Tin Pan Alley. He lives in San Francisco. At the end of this month, he returns to Manhattan to perform at Bemelman's Bar in the Carlyle Hotel.